We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
COVID-19 numbers have been spiking across Texas since Memorial Day. Governor Abbott is asking people to be more vigilant, but he's not adding any restrictions.
Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are up 3,200 per day, and the positive test rate's at nearly 10%.
If those spikes continue, additional measures are going to be necessary to make sure that we maintain the health and safety of the people of the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott's urging all Texans to continue to observe the state's coronavirus safety standards, including wearing a mask in public.
Some people feel that wearing a mask is inconvenient or that it is like an infringement of freedom. But I also know that wearing a mask will help us to keep Texas open.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another record day in Dallas County, 454 new cases with three new deaths.
What's concerning to some is hospitalizations have jumped 54% since June 1st. Dr. Britt Barrett is the director of the Center for Healthcare Management at UT Dallas. And says while the jump was anticipated by healthcare professionals, if they need to shut down again, North Texas is prepared to do so.
So let's suppose there is a flurry of activity, more ICU beds. We can move those patients from Collin to Tarrant to Dallas counties quickly and efficiently. So I'm actually very encouraged and anticipate that whatever comes, we'll be able to handle.
Officials say more testing could be a reason for the new high. 317 people in Dallas County with the virus have died. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, Tarrant County reporting 171 new coronavirus cases today. Two more deaths. The victims, both from white settlement, they were both elderly and had underlying health conditions. 210 people have now died in Tarrant County. Meanwhile, over 9,100 people have tested positive there. More than 4,400 have recovered. Denton County, by the way, reporting 56 new cases today, bringing the total in Denton County to 2,219. Of those, more than 1,000 have since recovered.
In the hospitals right now, 3,346 hospital beds available, and 415 of them are ICU beds. 1,245 ventilators are available, and right now, almost 1,988 people with coronavirus are hospitalized across the area.
More than 13,000 people have signed up for help since the City of Dallas launched its rental assistance program.
The City of Dallas is now working with Dallas County to make sure they're not giving rental or mortgage assistance to the same people.
It's really important that we maintain that level of detail so that we do not trip ourselves up on a compliance issue.
City of Dallas project manager Thor Erickson says they had about $14 million to hand out starting last month. He says the city has simplified the process by setting up one call center that can handle a number of issues.
Having the centralized intake system, we've been able to serve residents and in a manner that makes it less confusing for them on how to apply for assistance.
Many of those applicants were deemed ineligible, but Erickson says they'd need another $28 million to serve 6,000 people with rental assistance for 3 months. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas City Hall gets an update on how coronavirus is affecting the budget.
The latest monthly budget report shows that property tax revenues will likely be down about $450,000 below what the city had projected, which is a relatively small amount of the overall city budget. But sales tax revenues will be down significantly, about $25 million, primarily because of COVID-19. That is the biggest part of an overall $49 million drop in city revenue. The city has already taken steps to cut expenses, including furloughs for nearly 400 civilian employees. That will save about $39 million. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.